And joining me now from the Study Hub West Coast, it is good morning to Nikki and Vicky. They've got some good courses coming up, so they want to have a chat about that. How are you ladies today? Good to have you along.
Morning, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. Good, good. Still loving the rain. I will say that, and I love the snow as well. So we can't explain down here. Do you know we get 5 minutes of sunshine every day anyway, so that can't be bad, can it?
Well, it must be in Queensland because it ain't in
Zion. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let's have a look. You've got some courses coming up. First of all, you've got the hospitality courses coming up.
Yeah, we do. So we've been in touch with the Tasmanian Hospitality Association to offer some free workshops in tourism and hospitality for people on the West Coast. Basically, they're like two-hour workshops on June 9 and June 10, focused around things like customer experience and also safe food handling and alcohol awareness, which I'm pretty sure everybody is aware of. But it's a kind of like an extension on RSA, and it's about teaching people, you know, coping mechanisms with, you know, difficult clients or difficult customers who've had a bit too much and need to stop up. And these are all free, and they're run by industry experts, so people who are in hospitality and tourism. And it's just a really great way of, you know, being able to share their knowledge with people on the West Coast.
Absolutely. Obviously, spaces would be limited because of COVID restrictions and that sort of thing, but you do have a number of time slots available, don't you?
Yeah, so we've got four, people can contact us and get all of the details. But basically, over the 9th and the 10th, we've got two-hour sessions. And the first session will be at 11 a.m. on the 9th, and that will be about focusing on, you know, the supreme customer experience. And in the afternoon, we'll be doing safe food handling. So that's on the first day. And the second day, we'll be doing things like alcohol awareness in the morning between 9 and 11. And then I think from 12 till 2 is customer service also. So, you know, conflict resolution and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, spaces are limited to 15 people per session. And once they're filled up, that's it. If it's really successful, We'll be running more of them, you know, like
barista
stuff down the track. But it's basically just a test to see, you know, whether people want this information. I mean, you know, from all reports that we've had, you know, people have contacted us and asked us about doing these kinds of things. I guess it's just now a case of people participating in them, so that we can get more of these kinds of courses happening up here for free.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And hospitality courses are very popular, let me tell you. Now, if they need to, do they need to register? Where do they go to do that?
Yeah, they can contact us at the Study Hub, just on our Study Hub number, which is 03-6451-2807. Or they can pop in, or they can email us, which is nikki@studyhubwestcoast.com.au.
Okay, what are some of the other courses you've got coming up then?
Well, it's that time of year again for our UTAS students to enrol in Semester 2, Cameron, and I want to encourage people to do that sooner rather than later. Don't leave it to the last minute. Semester 2 does start mid-July. Seems like a long way off, but you know what? It's not. So if people are interested in enrolling in a UTAS course, any course, give us a call now. I can help you through the application and enrolment process. One of the most popular courses that UTAS offers is the University Preparation Program. That's a free course that helps people that haven't been in education for quite a while get back in the game and get ready to start their university journey. So that's one I definitely encourage people to do. It's a free course. It's sponsored by the federal government and offered by UTAS. But I would encourage people to give me a call and to have a chat about that as soon as possible, so that they can get started on their educational journey.
Okay, that sounds really good. Now, I did want to touch on the CPR course that you had a week or two ago. Was that well attended?
Yeah, it was. We had 15 people attending in the full first day. The CPR-only course had limited numbers. We only ended up, I think, having 8 in the course, which was a bit disappointing. But the first aid is always well attended. So at the moment we're running chainsaw and working at home. over this week, and we, you know, we've got a pretty full training schedule. So if there are things that people want to learn about or want to train in the community, all they have to do is give us a call and let us know, because I'm sure if there's one person interested, there'll be many. So we put it out to everybody and let them know that this is what we're doing, and then if we have that interest, we book a trainer and set the date, and it's all go.
Sounds like that chain course is still the most popular one you've got.
Well, I think snake handling, mate.
Oh, yeah, that too, yes. You're not going to get me to do that one, I can tell you.
Same.
Oh, well, each to their own. Look, thank you, ladies, for joining us today. Appreciate your time. Great to see lots of things happening at the Study Hub West Coast.
And you too. Thank you very much for sharing our courses and sharing our information about UTAS, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, a pleasure for us. Thank you, Nikki and Vicky, joining us this morning there from Study Hub West Coast.